And the scripture says here, a fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. What this means is that a fool, and I hope I'm not speaking to anybody today, but a fool is more concerned, help me, Holy Ghost, about letting people know what's on their hearts and uncovering their feelings and spewing out their venom and their hatred than they are about what's going on in the heart of another person.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. I'm Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us today for the first half of Ain't Understanding Mellow. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of Ain't Understanding Mellow.
Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 22. Proverbs 16, as we continue our series on relationships. Proverbs 16 and verse 22 says, understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. Subject I want to speak to you this morning comes from an old song back in the 70s by Jerry Butler, Ain't Understanding Mellow. Ain't Understanding Mellow. In Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 22, it compares the person who has understanding to a fountain of life. What is a fountain of life? A fountain of life is a spring. It's an exhilarating spring that produces refreshment and health. That if you have found the fountain of life, what did Ponce de Leon look for? He looked for the fountain of youth. You know, if you found the fountain of youth, you found that source, that strength, that energy to keep you young. If you find the fountain of life, what have you found? You have found life. You have found health. You have found excitement. You have found joy. And the Bible says that the person, the man or the woman who has understanding, who has an understanding heart, is like a fountain of life. That means that every relationship that this person who has understanding is involved in, that to that relationship, they bring peace and health to all those around them, if you have an understanding heart. And as I think about the title of our message, Ain't Understanding Mellow, excuse my English, but that's the title of the song. We know that ain't a good word, so we want to recognize that. But I went back and I listened to that song by Jerry Butler, because I used to sing that song all the time when I was growing up. And as I listened to it, it came to me what he was talking about, and this is deep, that him and his lady had been in a relationship, and they were breaking up. And she was seeing somebody else, and she was moving on, and he was moving on. And they said that we're still going to be here, despite the fact that we were in a relationship, we're still going to be here for one another. There's a part of the song, it says, wherever you go, you have but to call on me, and I'm going to be right there by your side. And then they said, ain't understanding mellow. You know, you got to have some understanding to be able to continue to be in a relationship with somebody, to break up, and then say that, we're going our separate ways, but if you ever need me, just call me. That's understanding. That's understanding right here. And as I think about, what does mellow mean? You see, mellow is a word that maybe young people today might not be familiar with. I know when I was growing up in the 70s, that was one of the big terms of the 70s, mellow. Man, you need to mellow out. I think that's the same word that the young people use today for chill. You need to chill out. You need to chill. We used to say, you need to mellow out. Well, what did that mean? That meant to be calm. That meant to have some peace, That means you need to step back. That means you need to just cool down a little bit. You need to mellow out. And what we're going to talk about today is the fact that if we are people that understand other people, if we seek to understand people around us, yeah, we can bring life and health and peace to that situation. Ain't understanding mellow? Ain't it mellow? You know, and I guarantee that if we are in situations and relationship where there's anger, where there's animosity, where there's hatred, and where there's confusion, I guarantee you that there's one thing that's absent, and that's understanding. Because if people have understanding in relationships, it's a mellow thing. There was a train that was filled with tired people. Most of them had spent the day traveling through the dusty plains, and they had come to the place where they were settling down on the train ride, and some of them wanted to go to sleep. However, way in the back of the car was a man who was holding a tiny baby, and as he held this baby, it just cried all night. And people began to get frustrated because they were tired, and they wanted to get some sleep, and the baby just kept crying. So there was this big, gruff individual, and he thought that he would be the spokesman for the group because everybody was getting irritated and frustrated. So he thought that he would be the spokesman. And he went back and he said, "Why don't you take that baby to his mother?" And the man that was sitting there paused for a second. He said, "I'm sorry." He said, "I'm doing my best. The baby's mother is in a casket in the baggage ahead." And at that point, the man was broken. He was humbled. And he told the man, "Let me take the baby and hold the baby, and you go get some rest." Ain't understanding mellow. Ain't understanding mellow. Here, because this individual didn't understand what was going on in this man's life, because he didn't comprehend what this guy was dealing with, he just heard the baby crying and felt the frustration of him not being able to get some sleep. But when he understood, he was able to come and be a blessing to this man. Ain't understanding mellow. As we think about messages that can come out of communication, there are several messages that can come out of the way we communicate. First of all, there's what you mean to say. You say something, and this is what you mean to say, but then it might not always come across as what you actually say. Sometimes, you may be in dialogue with your family, husband, wife, children, and you might say something and you thought you said something, but what you actually said was something else. And then there's what the other person hears. Some people have a certain grid through which they listen to things, and they may already be on a defensive about something, so you might have said what you meant to say, but then there's what the other person hears. Then there's what the other person thinks that they hear. If you got that predisposition, then you're going to be have your guard up and you're going to be thinking a certain thing. And then there's what the other person says about what you said. So now you're starting to get some feedback on what the person is thinking and what they heard, and then they're telling you what they think that you said. And then there's what you think the other person said about what you said. All I got to say, ain't understanding mellow. Ain't understanding mellow. I might not say what I meant to say. You might not have heard what I meant to say. You might not think that you heard what I said. And I might not think that you heard what I said, but ain't understanding mellow. Ain't it good to know that if we understand each other, that we are not going to let communication get in the way, that we're going to try to work through these barriers, we're going to try to come together, and we're going to try to move through these issues, and we're not going to let these issues divide us, we're not going to let them separate us, but we're going to work through them. Ain't understanding mellow. Stephen Covey, in his book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, his fifth habit is seek first to understand, then to be understood. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. Understanding is a fundamental issue of life that you have to be understood. You have to be, just think, if you go to the doctor, I went to the doctor the other day, I've been having some problems, and I went to the doctor the other day, and the doctor didn't come in the room as I sat there, hey, Mr. Glaze, let me get you to understand what I think you need to do. What was the first thing that he did? What's the problem, Mr. Glaze? I need to understand what's going on. So you need to talk to me. You need to let me know what's going on. And as I talked and as I told him some of the issues that I was dealing with, that he had what? He had understanding. How many people want to go to a doctor that doesn't want you to understand, that doesn't want to understand you? How many people want to go to a doctor that doesn't want to understand you? Amen. You want to make sure that your doctor understands what you're saying. And understanding is the key, one of the keys to life. Salesmen, they need to understand. You know, you can't go trying to sell air conditioners to people in Alaska, to Eskimos. You can't. Why? Because you don't understand their need. And if you're a salesman, you got to understand what people want so you can provide it. And we as God's people especially, we need to seek to understand those around us. What is the meaning of understanding? What is the meaning of understanding? Well, if you look in your notes, we say here that the meaning of understanding is three things from a biblical perspective. First of all, is to hear what the other person said. James 1:19 says, be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. That if you are going to understand another person, that you need to hear what they're saying. Now, I'm going to deal with some barriers to understanding, but that's the first thing. You got to listen. If you're not listening, then you're not going to understand where that person is, and you're not going to understand what they're saying. Then secondly, you've got to reflect on what the other person said. You got to hear it, and then you've got to reflect on it. Look at Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 28. It says, the heart of the righteous studies how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. Wow. That if I'm going to understand somebody, then I've got to not only hear what they say, but then I've got to meditate on it. I've got to ponder it. I've got to take it into my spirit if I'm really going to understand what they say. So if you're going to understand, you've got to hear. You've got to, as we talk about in Psalm 1, like that cow ruminates on the cud, you've got to ruminate on it. You've got to meditate on what that person says. And then finally, you have to emphasize with how the other person feels. And when you do that, then you have understood. What is empathy? So the word empathy comes from two words, M, which means in, pathos, which means feelings. And so when you empathize with somebody else, what are you doing? You are putting yourself in their shoes. You are feeling what the other person feels. And when you feel what the other person feels, you've heard what the other person said, you've internalized what the other person said, then and only then do you understand. And I guarantee you that most of the people sitting here today that, you know, we are in relationships where people are not even trying to understand us. They're not even seeking to understand us. You know, and I heard Stephen Covey. He said, you know, the ways that we communicate through speaking, through writing, and there's another way I'm forgetting right now, but the other one he said we communicate was through listening. He said, how many of us have ever taken a class on speaking? A whole lot of us. How many have ever taken a class on writing? A whole lot of us. How many of us have ever taken a class on listening? Very few. Very few. So it makes it become very difficult to understand another person if you don't, first of all, hear what they say, You don't meditate on what they say, and you don't feel what that other person feels. What are some barriers to understanding? Well, we see, first of all, a hard heart. If you got a hard heart, then you really don't want to hear what the other person got to say anyways. You're shut down, and they can run on for weeks and weeks and weeks, and you haven't heard a thing they said. Why? Because your heart is so hard. Maybe they did something to make you angry. Maybe they did something to cause you to be upset. They've got unforgiveness against you. But there's hardness of heart, and if you got a hard heart, you will never understand what another person is trying to say. Some people are afraid to hear what's inside of the other person. You know, they don't want to hear what's inside. So, you know, if I never probe deep enough, if I never dig deep enough, then I might not hear something that I don't want to hear. And so if I don't do that, then I'll never understand. And why is it that people don't want to dig down? Because, you know, they will uncover something, or they will reveal something maybe that they don't want to hear. What is another barrier to understanding? Defensiveness. That if you think that what's going to come out of the other person when you understand what's on their heart is going to be against you, if you think that it's going to be something in their spirit that's against you, then the first thing that you're going to do, instead of listening to them and instead of hearing what they say, what's the first thing you do? You're going to put up the gloves. You're going to be ready to box. So whatever comes out of your heart, whatever I get from your understanding, go ahead and bring it up. Go ahead and bring it up. Apayow! Go ahead and bring it up again. Bring it up. Apayow! See, you're defensive, and you're going to knock it down. People sometimes have a hard time understanding is because they're listening with the intent to reply. Sometimes people just want you to, well, hurry up. You need to hurry up and say what you got to say. Just hurry up and say what you got to say, because I got something. I got something. Go ahead, because I got something I want to say. Now, if that's my attitude and my spirit, I haven't understood a word that you said. You've been talking, and the only thing I've been doing is waiting for you to get done so I can make my point. Another reason, or another thing that's a barrier to understanding, is different perspectives. If you'll go to that next slide. Well, no, just go ahead and stay there. Different perspectives. You know, and we need to understand that even in relationships, that men and women have different perspectives. Yeah, so, hey, Brother Ted, go ahead to that slide. There you go. New Birth. New Birth said, you've got to understand me. I've got to understand you. All right? What are some differences? See, sometimes there's barriers to understanding because men and women are coming from totally different perspectives. Men have a high ability to compartmentalize, and women have a low ability to compartmentalize. What am I saying? You know, if you get into discussion sometimes, you know, as a man, you know, you might say, be it talking about one thing, and then all of a sudden, your wife will bring up something else. And what will men say? Well, you jump into another subject. And what will the lady say? No, it's all together. It's all related. So you know, brothers compartmentalize. And you know, I tell you what, ladies, y'all be messing us up sometime. You know, as you go down to the second one, we're not multitask oriented. You know, men are not multitask-oriented, and y'all be putting too much on us. Now, look, let's stay on this subject right here. Now, you done jumped to something else. You know, you see women, man, they be carrying the baby, cooking, talking on the phone, answering the door, doing all this, man. You know, brothers say, look, man, leave me alone, I'm cooking. You messing up my flow. You messing up my mind. That's when your ladies be getting mad. Down there, left the key, can't get in the house, knocking at the door. You know, the brother's up on the phone. Why didn't you come answer the door?
Because I was talking on the phone. You can't talk on the phone and answer the door? No.
So, you know, we got to realize that there's different levels, and we're coming from different directions. Men have a high ability to control their emotions where, you know, they can, you know, a lot, most men, you know, things will hit them and they'll be strong, but, you know, women, you know, something will touch their spirit and all of a sudden the tears will start to flow. And then the brother will say, oh, man, here we go again. Here we go again. Men, let me let you in on a little secret now, ladies. Men have a high ability to zone out. You be talking to a brother, and you think he's listening, and you think he heard everything you said. But I just tell you, just stop in the middle of it and say, can you repeat the last sentence there? Brother man ain't got a clue. Yeah, you said such and such. I said that an hour ago. Men in conversations, you know, they want to focus on the facts. You know, let's get to the facts. You know, if I come and I got something to tell my wife, you know, I can have that story told in about 30 seconds. When my wife comes to tell me something, you know, it's a long time. And you know what that is? That I think the average woman has about 25,000 words a day. And the average man only got about 9,000. That's true. That's a fact. So now, if I've been on the job, and I've been talking to people all day on the job as a man, and I get home, well, I done used up my 9,000. I done used up my 9,000. So, you know, I might have about 500 more left. So that's why when I come home, I tell a story. I get it done in about 100 words because I know that I don't have to spread my remaining words out over the rest of the evening. So I try to portion them out. Men want to make a decision and take action. Let's do it. You know, let's make the decision and take action. Women want to talk about how I feel. Well, this is how I feel. You know, they want to get into their emotions, and they want to talk about, you know, you got to understand where I'm coming from. You got to, you know, understand that this is what I'm dealing with. Men get excited by sight and images. And, you know, we're not going to stay on this too long. I just want to go by it. And women get excited by feelings and touch. So, you know, that women need to understand that about men. Now, men don't need to be taking that off in an area where it's not glorifying God, all right? So I'm going to say that right now. But, you know, that's just the way that we're made up. Men want the conquest. You know, we want the conquest. Women want the nurture. Men want to provide. Women want to feel secure. Men want to be respected. And women want, to feel loved. And so, you know, we need to understand that sometimes there are barriers to understanding because we're coming from totally different perspectives.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of Ain't Understanding Mellow, Part 2. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, Ain't Understanding Mellow, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Ain't Understanding Mellow. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Ain't Understanding Mellow. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 7 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now, for Dr. Glaze and our entire volunteer staff, I'm your host, Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.